buddy, Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video, right down there on CalBanyan.com, you know we've got extra text, links, and graphics that support and make this show a whole lot more valuable. All right, let me see here. I've got some really cool stuff for you. Hey, guess what? Another I Gotcha All to Myself episode, a All Cal episode, because, you know, L. Ron's been busy doing some stuff, and he says, Cal, gosh, I just can't make it until such and such time, and then Taylor wouldn't, Taylor wouldn't have time to edit it and everything. So I'm going to do, the plan is to do a couple of episodes, just me and you, bring some really good, important stuff right to the heart of the matter, and so that's what's coming up. I believe this is episode 205, and let's get rolling. All right. Hey, I hope everybody's recovering from the holidays. I know that myself, I had some indulgences here and there. So, some pumpkin pie, some turkey and stuffing and all that. You know what happens? You know, you get a little bit puffy in the face and around the abdomen, you know what I mean, around the waistline. And so, hey, you know, for most people, it's not a big deal. But for the hypnotist, we got to keep in good shape. We got to represent what we do. We need to be an example of what we do. And I want you to think about, like I said in the last episode, don't think about making New Year's resolutions. Think about being in a state of constant evolution. You are everything you need to be to do everything that you came into this life to do. And one of the things you're supposed to do is take care of yourself. When you take care of yourself, it enables you to take care of other people. All right, I got my fabulous clipboard here. It reminds me of everything I want to talk about. Now, one of the things I do to keep myself motivated is I will sign up for these long endurance bicycle rides. Now, the last two Septembers, I did the Amtrak 100-mile bicycle ride from Tustin or Irvine, California, all the way down to San Diego. And having that goal out in front of me causes me to be able to remain motivated, in addition to my self-hypnosis work, to do the bicycle riding and other things I need to do to stay in good shape. Now, just to let you know, I've got a very big change in my schedule. You see, next September, I'm not going to be able to go on the 100-mile ride because my daughter is getting married about that time. So we're going to be in Chicago. So instead, I have signed up for the February Tour de Palm Springs. If you want to know about that, just go to www.tourdepalmsprings.com. And all those bicycle events, they like to make it sound like the Tour de France, you see. Anyway, that's February 11th, and so I got to cut my holiday poundage that I put on, and I got to get going. Now, you've heard me talk about in previous podcasts, if you've been following me for a while, about my secret project. You see, a couple years ago, I hit this wall. I was feeling so tired and so run down. And I was, you know, running here and there, doing trainings. It could be in Singapore or Malaysia or the UK, or just my regular training and certification courses I do here at my class, plus seeing clients for sessions and doing this stuff and writing and all the things I do. And my batteries just ran down. And my mind opened up to some possibilities. And that's when I got involved in my secret project. And I'm going to kind of spill the beans here. I think I've already done that once or twice on the show. But it's just some people are reluctant to give us a call when they hear secret project. So I'm going to tell you what it is. About 2 years ago, one of my students, maybe a couple of my students, had talked to my wife, and I heard about it, and they said, you got to get Cal on Isagenix. And so I did. I said, what the heck, I'll give it a try. And I started using Isagenix, the entire 30-day program, and in 4 days, I noticed a difference. In 2 weeks, it was a night and day difference. And I went from, gosh, just not having any energy for anything, to in just a few months doing a 100-mile bicycle ride. So I want to recommend that you check into it. If you'd like me or my wife, Maureen, to coach you through how to get and how to use Isagenix, please give us a call. Our Our numbers are 714-258-8380 and also 800-965-3390. And we'll just help you out, get you started. We also recommend it to our clients, and it's become a tremendous residual income. One of the reasons hypnosis practices fail is they have all their eggs in one basket. It's like, for example, they just rely on sessions. And if the economy goes down or their positioning on Google, their website's position goes down, then it's like feast and famine. But when you don't have all of your eggs in one basket, then you are able to ride out those ups and downs. And because of Isagenics, we've really cruised through these last couple of years of economic slowdown. All right, enough about that. Let me tell you about something else that's really, really cool. Over the holidays, I got in touch with, this is going to be fun, somebody I think you're going to find interesting. I'm going to put my finger over this. Do you know who this is? Do you know who this is? Do you know who this young man is? This is the, I think he's 17 years old here, Dave Ellman. Now, you know I am a huge proponent of Dave Ellman's work. And but Dave Ellman, he's no longer on this earth. He's passed away. And we recommend his hypnotherapy book, which I'll put a link down below. And then also we integrate his approach. Dave Ellman, we call him our hypno grandpa. He's the one, because of his approach to instant and rapid inductions, and also because of his approach to doing age regressions, big part of Five Path and the way I work with clients. Here's another picture that I recently received, and let me tell you where I got these from. I got these from Larry Ellman, Dave Ellman's son. And down here, he was nice enough to say, Cal, thanks. My dad would be proud of your work. What a thrill. What a thrill. Thank you, Larry Ellman. And here's another great picture of Dave Ellman. This was from a show he had called The Hobby Lobby. And what I'm going to try to do, one of my goals for in the next month or two, hopefully I can pull this off. It's not totally under my control. It's partly up to, you know, Larry Ellman. I want to have Larry come on to the show and talk to, and give you the inside scoop on maybe the development of the Dave Ellman induction, the most probably brilliant induction, you know, in the last forever. And here he writes to Cal Banyan, with sincere thanks for helping keep my dad's work and methods alive, Larry Ellman. And this Larry Ellman, quite an interesting fellow, very, very smart. And so that's my goal. Let's get him on the program. Larry, if you're out there, you know I want to do this. And I don't know how we're going to do it yet. I'd like to do it like I've done with Tom Nicoli or Celeste Hackett. And it's kind of a technological thing. We send a camera out to him, and then he videotapes it on that side, and then we videotape it on this side, and then Taylor puts it all together. So that's very, very exciting. Hopefully we'll be able to do that. I think that would be very, very cool. Okay. Now, I'm going to answer a question sent in from, I don't have his name. Anyway, not important. Here is the question that I have sent in today. And I think this really is it. You could really get on this question from a number of different levels. This is his question as it was sent in. I want to get your instant and rapid inductions for the professional course on DVD, but I'm concerned because it is different from what I was taught in my certification course. What do you suggest? Now, so there's a couple of different things going on here in this question, and I want to point out that it is normal for there to be different schools of thought within a profession. You know, my background is in psychology, and there's many different, quote, schools of thought in the world of psychology, like psychoanalytic school. There's a cognitive school, behavioral school, and, you know, these kinds of different ways of approaching psychology. So it is normal for there to be differences in the way that different hypnotherapists approach the work. Excuse me, a little bit of a scratchy throat here. And you might be able to hear there's some lawn work being done off in the distance, but we will just persevere anyway. It's also normal for you want to learn more about other ways of working, especially more efficient or effective ways of doing hypnotherapy. So, you know, this is really the crux. There is no law. This is what I think this person is concerned about. There is no law. There is no rule that you have to practice only the skills that were involved in your certification course. I think that's really what he's concerned about. He says, I want to get your instant and rapid inductions for the professionals course on DVD, but I'm concerned because it's different from what I was taught in my certification course. What do you suggest? So I'm thinking, he's thinking that he's certified by some particular school or organization as a hypnotherapist, and that he is restricted under his certification to use only those techniques. And it's just not true. Thank goodness. But our profession is, you know, there's good sides and bad sides to this, but our profession is a, in most places in the United States, or maybe there's some minor regulation, but mostly about what you can call yourself. But by and large, our profession is not regulated in the United States. So what that means is that you can do what you want. You can get certified under one school, but then expand your training by, you know, watching other videos, watching, listening to audio programs, attending other courses. You are not limited by your certification. Think of your hypnotherapy certification course as the doorway into the profession. You're not limited by it at all. Oh, by the way, let me mention that I kind of skipped over something here. Speaking of not being limited by your certification, whoever it was under, you can expand. And I was just thinking about, as I've been talking about for weeks and weeks, the Solid Gold Weekend. The National Guild of Solid Gold Weekend is open to everybody. Everyone, you don't have to be National Guild of Hypnotists certified. You don't have to be a member. You can be a member of any organization, and you can go there. And it is the second best hypnosis event of the year, with, of course, the best being the National Guild of Hypnotists convention. But what's really cool about the Solid Gold Weekend is that it's going to be in Anaheim, California. That is the same place that has Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, all that cool stuff. So wherever you're at, maybe there's snow falling or endless rain and it's cold, come to Southern California. Now, I can't guarantee it'll be in the 80s, but generally it's the best weather in all of the United States except maybe the Florida Keys. So Solid Gold Weekend, February 26th through the 27th, Anaheim, California. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be talking on age regression, but, you know, the greats are going to be there. Don Motton is going to be there. Jerry Kine is going to be there, I believe. And I've got it all listed on a previous episode. But just go to the link down there and go to the National Guild of Hypnotists website, ngh.net, and all the information is there. And to you five-pathers out there, you five-pathers who are certified as seven-path teachers, we're going to give you a really, really cool discount if you're ready to be certified in seven-path ultimate recognitions 1 through 5. And so we'll be posting that to our Yahoo group and also on our Hypnospace and the seven-path teachers group area. You can save like $150 off the course if you also attend the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend. All right. Good. Class is coming up. I have classes coming up in March. The National Guild of Hypnotists approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course. Why is it a super course? Because you get both all of the NGH core material, and then we go into advanced basics, intermediates, and then 5-path and 7-path, an extremely efficient, effective, condensed 2-week course, Monday through Friday, and then Monday through Friday again, and that's March 7th to the 18th. And I think you can sign up with early registration discounts if you do it now. Also, the Week of Power, May 15th to the 21st. People say, Cal, what is the Week of Power? Now, this has to do directly with this concept of, hey, am I limited by my certification? No. Whatever hypnosis certification you have, it, say, at least 100 hours, you know, some legitimate hypnosis certification course, like the National Guild of Hypnotists certification course, is a door opener into the profession. Then you can freely go and study other schools of thought, other masters in the profession. And the Week of Power is a 7-day course where I assume that you've got the basics. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a few hours and just zoom over them, make sure you're tidy on the basics, make sure everybody's on the same page. Review real quickly the intermediate stuff, and then we get into 5-path and 7-path, which is what? Instant and rapid inductions. It's preparation testing at the highest level for hypnosis. It is age regression. It is forgiveness work. It is parts mediation work, and you will be certified in both 5-path and as a 7-path self-hypnosis teacher. All right, so guess what? It's normal for there to be different schools of thought in any profession. It's normal for you want to learn other ways, especially more efficient and effective ways of doing hypnotherapy. And I believe that the profession as a whole is moving away from those less efficient, less reliable inductions and hypnotic processes. And as a whole, we're moving into doing the more rapid and instant inductions and also the more powerful techniques. And there is no law that says you are limited by your certification. Unless, of course, you live in some other country. I can't speak about Australia or any place in Asia or Europe or UK with regard to law. I mean, I'm certainly not an international hypno attorney, so take that in consideration. Okay, a couple of things I want to squeeze in. People say, Cal, we know that one of the reasons that you are so successful with your clients is that, you know, you're a master of 5-path. You're a master of 7-path. I mean, you've got this stuff nailed. And I say, well, gosh, thank you for the compliment. But there's a couple other things that anyone right now can do. I mean, in your very next session, to lift your sessions to a new level. And here they are. I want to wrap it up with this. Two secrets. One, love your clients. I know. You've got to feel that connection. You've got to feel that caring. Now, this is like that agape love, okay? This brotherly love or sisterly love, this real, true, authentic caring about where they're at and where they want to go, and that person as a human being that's come to you for help, you need to feel that love towards them. You do that, and they will be more compliant, they will be more suggestible, they will pick that up, and as a result, your sessions will go easier, and things will be more effective. Here's a second. One of the first articles I ever wrote for the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism. I happen to have a copy right here. Gosh, I think I've been writing every journal since about 2000 or 2001. So about 10 years I've been writing. That's amazing. 10 years I've been writing for this journal, and I'm so honored to be a part of it. It is the most important hypnosis journal in the world, and it probably always have been, and I think it always will be. another reason to become a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists if you're not, so that you can get this journal. Anyway, one of the first articles I wrote for it was titled something like this: Praise, the Simplest Secret to Success. And it's really about finding reasons in the session to praise your client. You got to put yourself in their situation to really understand the effectiveness of praise. There they are. They really don't know much about hypnosis. Maybe they've seen some stuff on TV, or read a book of some novel that had hypnosis in it, or maybe there was even a movie. And most of that stuff, boulder dash, right? So what you need to do is to do all the things I talk about as far as preparing the client. But once you start the hypnosis, you want to praise everything that they do right. If you're in the middle of a script and you ask them to do something and they do it, then you want to instantly insert praise. You say, beautiful, perfect, that was great, you're doing so well. Because, you see, everybody comes to the session, their first session especially, with some fears. And we talk about the pre-talk. We've talked about the pre-talk so many different times. Fears about hypnosis, this kind of stuff. But there's one fear that no pre-talk could ever allay, and that is, I'm afraid I can't do it. They could be a believer in hypnosis, but they don't necessarily believe right away that they can do it. So when they do something right in the session, praise them. Praise them if you ask them to relax and you see signs of relaxation, slowing of breathing, muscles relaxing, praise them. For example, the hypnometers. This is funny. Imagine these are your client's feet at the end of, at the bottom of the chair, and you're in the recliner, and there they are. And you tell them to relax, and you, as I count from one down to five, or whatever you're doing, and their feet are pointing straight up, and you'll notice that all of a sudden the feet will start to go like this. See what's happening? It's a sign of relaxation. And this one will relax, and this one will relax, until they're laying over there like that. So with that in mind, you could watch their feet, and anytime you see that, that means that they are being compliant, that they're following instructions, and they are relaxing as you are indicating that they do. Now, of course, hypnosis is not relaxation, but it shows that they're following along in the process. It gives you a process, and it gives you a chance to praise them. Now, of course, you're going to praise them when you do depth testing. You're going to praise them when you do convincers. You're going to praise them, for example, if you're doing affect bridge age regression, and their affect or the emotion comes up when you suggest that it will. Praise, praise, praise. What this does is it overcomes their fear that they can't do it. It gives them confidence. And like I've always said from day one, hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's going to be no game. Okay, that's it. Gosh, 20 minutes goes by really quick. It's amazing that, I can talk for 20 minutes. People who know me in my private life know that I'm not much of a talker. And so sitting down here and sharing this stuff with you, it's really me going out of my comfort zone, at least in the beginning. Now it's a perfectly comfortable thing to do. Is a fun fact. Just before I came in to do this today, I was talking to Elron, and he's really busy right now and he can't do the session. I said, hey, Elron, maybe one day I'll have you do one all by yourself. And he was kind of jazzed by that. So I look forward to it, that maybe one day you'll have an Elron-only podcast, and I'm sure it will be great. Okay, that's it. Where's my bell? Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.